Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Mark Ammon, who's president and CEO at Universal Fibers in Bristol, Virginia. Mark, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm fine.
Yeah, you've had an exciting day yesterday. You had Paul Ryan, the vice presidential candidate, come visit your plant. Tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Well, I tell you, what an interesting 5 days we've gone through, Kemp. We invited the Romney-Ryan campaign to our facility a couple months ago, and we've had a couple points of contact since, and this thing really started picking up steam on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We got a call on Sunday afternoon from the campaign headquarters asking could we host an event on Thursday, mm-hmm. and we said yes, and starting Monday morning, we had all of the preparations being made, and you can imagine all of the planning and safety measures that go into an event like this. And to be honest with you, it was the fastest 4 days I think I've ever gone through in my career.
Yeah.
But it was a great moment of pride for our associates, and that's what this is all about. I mean, everyone has a political view, and I certainly have mine, but this was a proud moment for Universal and what it's accomplished and what our people have made happen.
So, you know, if you were 20 miles further south, he probably wouldn't have come. Not a slight to Universal, but Tennessee has already been decided, and you're in a swing state, right there on the edge of a swing state. You know, that's one factor, but why do you think obviously you invited him, so that was one factor, but I got to think that they accepted your invitation because of what Universal represents, don't you think?
That's right, and this really, if you go back a couple months, what we did, our team created a banner, a picture with lots of slogans around why this election's important to our company and us as Americans. And one of my fellow directors on my board lives in Northern Virginia, mm-hmm. actually hand-delivered the banner. And the banner became legendary. As we talked to staffers of the campaign, they always referred to the banner. And it was just a very large-scale picture invitation for Romney and Ryan to visit Universal. Mm-hmm. And so once that was delivered, we started getting several contact points. And the more they learned about Universal, who our customers are and how we produce product in the United States and export across the globe and build a business in Australia and China and Thailand and Europe and so on. And we're actually adding jobs in America to export product. And then even in our foreign operations, you know, those products all start with a product made in Bristol, Virginia.
Right.
And then as they learned about, you know, the other part of our company, Premier Fibers, and all the neat military applications and other things that we serve there, they started really kind of liking the story of Universal and how we've grown through pretty difficult markets that we serve. And those things started adding up, and you're exactly right. We don't pretend that this would have happened had we not been a swing state.
Mm-hmm.
And just as these swing states are dwindling in number,
mm-hmm.
and as the election comes close at us, there's no doubt that was a large factor of why they picked us. You know, the campaign was extremely proud of it, and they told us how well they thought the event went off and talked about coming back sometime with hopefully a president and vice president in office. So we're excited. I want to just credit my team because, Kemp, you can imagine what all goes into this. And it's almost good you don't know what all is involved
No.
until it's over, because you might not sign up for it because it's pretty exhaustive. It's not a financial investment as much as it's just a time investment.
All right, so let's run through it real quick. The thing happened around noon. I'm sure there was a local TV coverage. And can you give us a couple of points that he made? Do you think he persuaded any people that were in attendance? Give us just a couple sound bites, if you would.
Well, let me start with what I was most impressed with. And I've certainly, you know, we've hosted dignitaries before, and, you know, they all ask great questions. He genuinely cares about small-town America, small business, what we do, how we do it, where it goes. He asked very informed questions. And, of course, as that was going on, the warm-up speakers were taking stage with, you know, local and national press, and he delivered what I thought was an extremely positive message. You know, in my view, these folks are talking about what they're going to do, not what somebody else is not doing or what somebody else inherited and did or didn't do something about. That they're talking about what they're going to do. And it all starts with private enterprise and private sector, which I just must admit, you know, running a business the last 4 years have been extremely discouraging. So they're all about government serving the people and private enterprise creating the engine of the continued American success, you know, versus some of the stuff we hear with this current administration. And he talked about his four-point plan very specifically, without note. This is a real guy, in my view,
uh-huh.
with a real plan.
No teleprompter, huh?
No teleprompter. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I just can't describe, you know, how how energetic he is. I mean, just without meeting him, it's impossible to know. I mean, he cares about the business. He cares about the people he's meeting. He cares about the economy. He knows how the economy works. These folks get it, and it's just so refreshing. And our people, as I've explained to our folks, like, this doesn't matter, you know, which ticket you're going to vote. That today was about Universal. I mean, what an honor this was for our folks at Universal. They built this, right? Washington, D.C. didn't build this company.
Right.
Our people built this starting in 1969 with great innovation servicing our customers, and our folks were touched by the congressman's message.
Yeah. Let me add to that a little bit. You know, I'm from that part of the country. It's a beautiful part of the world. The hills roll in through there. It's like the Appalachian Mountains just coming out of the deep parts. And, you know, when I go into your lobby there at Universal and you have that heritage to the founder, he was an inventor, and your company's continued to grow. And as you said earlier, you manufacture products there in Virginia that are shipped around the world. Your customer base are carpet companies and people that use your fiber. And you've continued to grow. You've continued to invest. I think in the last couple of years, y'all have spent $13 million on expansion. And I'm sure you got a lot of goodwill out of your employee base today.
I think so. And you know, listen, as you point out, and I appreciate you continuing to point out the growth we've had despite the headwinds of our industry. And, you know, since 2009, we've put in $40 million of expansion capital into all of our businesses.
Right.
And we're constantly trying to recruit folks. So one of the things we get out of this, of course, is a bit more name recognition for our company, more exposure to our proud employees and associates. But as we also, you know, are continuously trying to attract another 50 people to our company, we're confident that this highlights us as a prominent employer in the area, and that's exciting.
That's right. Congratulations on being picked for this political stop with Paul Ryan, the vice presidential candidate on the Republican side. Again, we've been talking to Mark Ammon, who's president and CEO of Universal Fibers in Bristol, Virginia, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.